Good morning,
Mr. Lane.
Hey, good morning to you. Happy New Year to you, first thing first.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yes, I miss this voice.
And to the VOB family, Happy New Year, although it still looks so good. We just got to hope for the best.
Yeah. We just got over what?
We got hope for the best.
Correct, hope for the best, indeed.
Yeah. Now,
I work together towards it too.
This is the second time that I came off of vacation and you were the first moderator I was speaking to.
I was on vacation from
October.
Oh, my. How was it for you? How was vacation? How was vacation?
I enjoyed it to the fullest.
Oh, dear. Yeah, call to if you were.
I had a good time.
Excellent.
But I really wasn't on vacation on another little station that I like to call a young station. But I was off the other station. But that young station, I continue.
Slam
101.
But if you feel jealous. So where are you going
salt
over
bubbles,
there?
Not Salt Bubbles and Gainel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but let me get to my reason for calling. And okay. I'm glad I came in just after that lady that just finished.
Mm-hmm.
I would just let her call. You don't reply to callers. I would like her to understand that politics is no one-sided. No matter how good a government run the country, is criticism. Right. And when it's bad, it is criticism. That is politics.
Correct.
And there are some voices that I hear in these days don't want to hear politics. And I think true as a Democrat, the worst 5 years I ever witnessed politically in my life is 2013, 2018. And I take it. I complain. I don't worry about it because it's politics.
Mm-hmm.
But my reason for calling.
Give her your tea.
Yeah. My reason for calling. I'm hearing that we shouldn't blame nobody for what happened. And I'm not here at this point to start to blame. But this is what we say this year. At the end of the day, somebody got paid for what's going on. Because I know the mistake that was made, but I will not discuss it on the air. No.
You man know that's the high players, you need to discuss it.
I am telling you, I'm not doing it now. Because at this time, we want everything to work out. And we will
deal with
that.
Okay, good. Understood.
That when we get over this stage. But
okay,
I can say this. I was taken to task on another way station. Because I was looking for something like this earlier in the year. When people was refusing cruise ships. And we were boasting that we knew more about everybody else in the world. And we were inviting them. And I remember a person at the time was boasting that over 20,000 tourists and staff traveled from our seaport to our airport. At the time when the cruise ships was giving a lot of problems with the virus, people was coming down on the cruise ships. And I called in because I was scared at that time that one little thing in this country, 166 square miles, and we in trouble. And I was taken to task for it. Only for suggesting that we are taking a big risk. And I was just successful because nothing happened. Most of the passengers and work crew was lucky enough, fortunate and Barbados, that people leave our seaport to our airport and get home to their family, that they don't got a lot more suicides and things. With those poor workers up there on the ships can't get home. And all of us felt good about it. And then we was praised by international bodies and certain people praising us for doing that good job.
Correct. Praise by you.
And we were satisfied with the praise and with boasting.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. I heard something the first week in December last year. And a certain person authority that I believe is one got to get punished, I'm calling names, was given the impression that what is going on in the UK ain't nothing to do about this. We know how to manage things. And they went back to the cruise ship program. And they say they're not stopping no planes from coming here because we know how to deal with it. We have the Seleucid project down there that have 240 odd beds. And they went on and on. We now have $1 million that we just got. And we got 2.6 billion in foreign reserves. So we don't have to worry about it. They could come. You heard that or you didn't hear it?
I didn't hear anybody with such arrogance, because to sit in a country and talk, you know, this body don't know. That's utter nonsense, Alvin. Utter unadulterated nonsense. Concentrate, just add water. That's what
Let me explain to you what I mean.
Nonsense.
Let me explain to you what I mean. This all over the world, all of in Germany, was saying, telling the Brits don't come. Even down here in Ghana. Ghana even refused to take their mail. You remember that?
But listen, you're going off track. You're going off the rails now.
Our
policy is not dictated by what other people do, you know.
One of the things that
I learned the hard way, and your friend Christina is one of the people that taught me this. You see, when we get and we talk, the armchair experts. One of the things we don't recognize is that the people in government, they have information that we don't have. They make decisions. You think that they just get it like idiots and just say we're doing abba dabba, blah, blah. No, they make decisions based on information. Is it always right? Hell no.
But we cannot make this.
We say, oh, Switzerland do this, so we can do it too. It's a different situation, different culture, different behavior, different situation. So we don't make policy based on other people.
Corey, this is what I'm saying, Corey.
We're listening, sir.
Almost everybody in the world was refusing people from UK. And I came down to Ghana that ain't only refused passengers coming from UK, they refused the mail coming to Ghana.
Well,
you follow that?
And I'm telling you this.
I understand why it was done. And that's why I'm going into too much details that I would like to go after who I want to go after.
Before you move on from this, I want to clearly extract something from you. So your suggestion, in hindsight looking back, is that we should really stop the UK mail and visitors from coming in? That's the main part of this
point. Of course. But I get into the point that I'm getting at. What I'm telling you, we cannot live in a world and we feel we different to everybody else. We can manage everything different to everybody. We got one hospital. Correct. We in financial debt. But we could take a high risk like what happened. And now that this didn't work out, like the cruise line one, we want to put all the blame for the call that aircraft are going to.
They used to go to Basquiat too, haven't
they? Everyone's got Basquiat?
Yeah.
I was in Basquiat and I stayed at my shops till the Basquiat arrived.
What? I didn't know that happened. You ate Brandy and Panani too?
But you know who? I don't know if it's near Basquiat when it started. You remember Arabara?
The excursions. No, that's saying different. The Basquiat and the excursions, two different things, man. Chalk and cheese.
It's almost the same thing. But what I'm saying is this. I was listening this morning to CBC TV. And I didn't know the health hotels in Barbados that is there for persons with the positive or negative. You know what then? You believe they got hotels in Barbados that have people right now that is positive besides St. Lucie and Paragon?
You mean that waiting for the test and don't know that they're positive?
That's what you mean? Do you believe I ask you because you know you got a good brain? You got people around you that got a good brain. You believe that if someone is waiting on the fifth day to get the second test. Mm-hmm. They should be catching a bus or taxi and going to a polyclinic.
No.
Who to blame for that?
Whoever responsible for implementing and policing the protocol would be to blame, along with the nincompoop that do it, that jam in the bus or whatever.
And before you go, this final one. Our number one promoter for this country, Rihanna. You know when Rihanna friend came in?
No. Mm-mm. You never check me.
But look, check it for me. Because my information is this.
No, I don't tell you. I don't know.
I am telling you this story, and somebody got to pay for what's happening. We get careless at government level.
Mm-hmm. You would say at government level or all, because I know you don't like government, but still at all levels, you would admit that we
but
got
careless. But you know that is my choice.
I know that you think, but I'm going beyond that right now.
But that's my general choice. It is your choice, and you have it.
She's not on the ball.
Up to the 1st of December this year, last year, we ain't had no problems. Right. It is when
we had a big problem, the problems that we know about. I agree.
But let me tell you, our problems started when we believed we could have done the same thing we did at the harbor. Not studying that it more opened up. It was only the harbor airport. This one involved hotels. And we made a blunder, and that is at government level, so don't tell me nobody ain't to get blamed. I won't tell you that.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Somebody got to pay, because this is going to be real expensive at the time when we ain't got the money.
Let me do what COVID, right? COVID don't pick and choose. Everybody can pay. You understand? If the government fall out, right, the whole country can pay. The whole country can pay. Regardless of who fall up with COVID. COVID is not a discriminator.
But everybody will pay. You could be a whole street you want to be a fake.
And a sweet thing, Alvin, looking to your phone and tell me now that if anybody fall up, if everybody don't pay, tell me
but
that, Alvin.
I want to tell you they get fall up, Sandy. Sandy would have been one of my sweet days as a family that we've got. I have a lick at everyone Christmas.
Good. So even you paying...
And I had counseling.
But listen, I did not know. In all seriousness, I let you go on. I asked you this seriously because I don't want you to come here and bamboozle people. Because I raise you left here and come and slam me. But listen, let me tell you. You go to Bus Crawls for real and the Brandy and Panani and the no underwear facts. You go to them. Be honest with your listeners and your fans.
They never call yet.
I asked you if you just go. You see you just go to them.
I told you I have linked to one, and I have it by the yellow shop. I have it by the yellow shop on Gazette Crossroad.
Okay.
A wave at Gazette Variety.
All right, just checking.
You know Gazette Variety?
You know Gazette Variety? Well, a yellow shop is a yellow shop, right?
So you didn't know they used to stop there?
I don't know where to go. I don't get there. See, I'm not fortunate now. I can have to take a big
vacation. No, that is going back. I was visiting out 5 years. I'm going back longer than 5 years.
You're going to them. You mean them old excursions? Them is not the same thing as the bus crawls they have now. That's what
tell me what the difference.
Bus crawls they have now are they have a little more spice in them, a little more black pepper, a little more.
But everything's improved.
A little bit more jerk seasoning.
Everything's improved.
Up a little more. You got to improve. Maybe.
But stop blaming and go to the right source. That is all I'm saying.
Okay. Don't put it on me. You be safe, Alvin. You be safe. And I don't know if you're going back on vacation, but if so, do enjoy, my friend. Do enjoy. 10:45, this is the Wednesday edition of Brass Stacks. Coming, calling you on the air. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Happy New Year and welcome to you. You're on the air. This is Brass Stacks.
Same to you, sir. You?
Good.
You, yours?
Whoa.
Right, the listening public. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I was hailing you as humanity. A year. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago.
I didn't hear you for years.
But now for years,
I dropped the baton.
Hey, huh? No. You're drawing the bottom, man. You're drawing the bottom. Because I don't think he got a man of the year. He got men of the year. The people that are working for COVID. Yeah, and women of the year.
Yeah, well, about women too.
The COVID.
Gender diversity.
The COVID thing. The COVID stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Those are my men and women of the year. With all due respect to everybody else. But I would like to say this, though. Too many barbarians are indisciplined, man. Somebody need to tell the indisciplined barbarians that. They need some tough love. You know, barbarians, too many barbarians, I've said too many, want to blame others and not accept their responsibility. That's a big problem in Barbados. From the time this thing came up, COVID was a thing in China a year ago. Barbados, like, since then it gone global. Some Barbados like to feel COVID to mess up Barbados. We are not living in isolation. We are not living. You know?
Let me tell you the problem that people will have with your statement. Well, your statement is true, but it stops short. Because what people are saying is that, yes, they are irresponsible Barbadians. Some people are saying, no, it's not the Barbadians, it's the government. What I am saying is, it is some of everybody. Everybody needs to play their part. Government has to come with strong, sensible protocols and regulations and police them properly. The people need to follow the regulations. Because when you say about that tough love, when you put tough love with us here, you're talking to me like children. People get really offended when you're going to tell them that they're doing stupidness. What? Because they're doing stupidness. But you're only telling them to protect them and the country. But let's get all up in arms because you're going to tell them the truth. They you understand? But you don't like to say, look, Skip, you got coal in your eye. You know, you would like to got the coal out your eye, but you don't want to tell them, listen, you got coal in your eye. That's what's happened. But but the problem people have with your contribution, and rightfully so, is that you putting all of the blame on the Barbadians.
No, I said too many.
I agree. But no, I'm not saying what you say.
I'm saying what you interpreted. I'm talking about the indisciplined ones, because there are many indisciplined Barbadians.
Too many. I agree.
Too many. Right? I'm not addressing my statement to disciplined Barbadians, because there are more disciplined Barbadians than indisciplined ones. I'm talking about indisciplined Barbadians.
But that's not the point I made, you know. Not the many or too many or little or some or what. I am saying that you're only talking about that part. What people want you to say, and they can't tell you what to say, but I'm telling you, is don't only talk about the ill-disciplined Barbadians. They want you to talk about the government. They want you to talk about the tourists.
I can talk about the government. I can talk about the government too. I'm going to be critical. A government like a cricket captain, like a cricket captain who set a good field for a bowler. He set a bowler that bowling away swingers. He set an all-safe field, and the bowler comes in and drop a long hard in the middle of the pitch. You might get pretty true, but make it hard. That got nothing to do with the captain. The government has instituted.
You know the whole team is lose, though. Whether it don't be captain or the bowler, or whatever. When the team wins, and when the team loses.
You're putting blame on. You had to put your blame on the bowler. Right? The government of Barbados has instituted a fantastic protocol in Barbados. In fact, to my mind, is the best in the world. They reinforce the hospital. They reinforce the people at the old people homes and that sort of a thing. If you do put all your systems in place, and people then come and drop their guard, this is exactly what is happening now in Barbados.
Listen, let me interject here.
You go ahead.
Say you made that statement. Examine where I believe or others believe there have been a weakness. One of the weakest parts has been the quarantine protocol. The people that they get to self-quarantine, the bans. Government itself, through the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health, admitted that was not the best or the strongest way. They wanted electronic bans, but because of something with Google, they can do it, blah, blah, blah. Speak to the quarantine protocol in your opinion, Paula.
Yes. Now, you know what the old one saying is, if you don't have to go across, they only now get hold of the thing, because you had to wait on people, on overseas to bring to put the thing in place, ain't it? The bans, yes, that, the usual bans that they say had, that was just a little stopgap thing. Mm-hmm. That was a little stopgap thing. And based on information or what transpired recently, yes, we had some people who breached the protocol. Nobody is saying they are correct. They were wrong to breach the quarantine. But I don't think we had any major follow-up from that. We did. Barbados did not have a major follow-up from that. Because where people have breached the quarantine, went in banks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where people pulled the plug on and call on them, the team went in and they did what they had to do to shut down certain, like even banks and things like that. And we didn't have no really big follow, no spike in Barbados. We had no spike based on people that breached the quarantine. Really? All the law taught the people were putting blames on the tourists, right? But how to bring it here? People in Barbados were saying long ago that the government should have cut shutdown, because you can't shut down a country. Barbados can't function on its own. Barbados has to pay its way in the world. You have to balance life and livelihood. In spite of all the talk that they're talking, last week we had 372 cases, right? Out of that 372 cases, we had 344 or 92.7% that were imported. A mere 27 local or 7.7%. So the issue wasn't really from the visitors. The issue arrived primarily from Barbados drop their guards. People, the authorities were telling Barbadians to don't drop the guard, right? Who could ever forget the Tsar? When journalists were slammed and say the message telling Barbados, hard-air Barbadians.
All right, let me deal with our point. The Barbadians dropped their guard. Does the regulating agency, in this case, the government, responsible for keeping COVID in the face of people so you don't drop your guard? You have the same, as you said, the statement from the Tsar, or you have your press briefing so that you keep the situation elevating if you see people dropping their guard. Am I right?
You're correct, and it did exactly that. That was done, but people weren't necessarily listening. I can remember when the director of...
No, the auntie... Listen. The auntie on COVID went down. That's the honest to God truth. We were not hearing the auntie on it. Meaning you turn up the auntie.
Yeah, I know when
the auntie was turned up just before lockdown, during lockdown, and slightly after lockdown. After we had the Tsar, you know, put it going back to his post and everything, we had zero cases, zero in isolation, the ante went down. There's nothing wrong with admitting that.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
You were seeing COVID in the headlines, and you were seeing the same activity that you're seeing now. That's what you're saying to me.
Listen to what I'm saying to you, right?
It's a simple question. Is that what you're saying to me?
Wait, I'll ask you a question again, sir.
I'm asking, after we had the zero cases and zero isolation, let me say about a month before this whole situation with the explosion in cases, did you see COVID in your face the same way from the government in particular? Did you see the press conferences? Did the ante for COVID be up to the level that it is presently?
The ante was still up. No, okay, it might not be necessarily the press conference, right? But I can tell you, let me tell you specifically, on the 5th of July, 2020, right? That's when Mr. The same doctor, Dr. Caves, he spoke on Barbados had a streak of 43 days before COVID. On that said day, he said, listen, yes, we've ended the streak of 43 straight days, but we must not drop our guard. You understand? On the 25th of August, he went on to say the same thing. He said that he's saying that if people have dropped the guard amid the COVID pandemic, this in August, right? He said, especially in places of entertainment where people are not wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera. The BGIS continue even to this day are playing ads on the radio, telling people to, you know, keep up the, do what they're doing. I don't got any impact. But I know whenever I had called this program, I used to say, listen, we've done well, but Barbados must not become complacent because that we've done well. I did that consistently. Only last week I said that. Only last week when I talked to Mr. Johnson, I said that on the radio.
We didn't want
Barbados have dropped the guard.
We have. I think you've made the point, and the boards are full, but I just wanted you to be able to express your opinion, because that's what it's about. We wanted to hear from you. I want to thank you, and I want to wish you and yours a happy new year. Yeah?
Thanks.
Thank you very much.